Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
This hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Online at CarX.com. And the top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy, simplify. Ray, let's go!
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score. The Score. And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Pat Tomasulo is going to join me. He has a new comedy special. I've seen Pat live. I watched this special. What a time to be alive. Just search it on YouTube. You'll be able to find it. We just tweeted out the link on the Score account as well. If you would like to see it, he is an extremely funny comedian. You're going to love this special, especially for those of us of a certain age. Like Pat and I are in our mid-40s. There's a lot of good stuff in there about relationships.
When you've been married 10 years, you start taking stock of how the marriage has changed and what's changed. Date night has changed tremendously for us, you know? We used to party. We'd go to clubs. We'd go to music festivals. Now we do brunch in a 2 o'clock movie. That's my Lollapalooza now, and I love it. You think getting high and listening to music is fun? Have you ever walked out of a movie theater while the sun is still out? It's euphoric.
He's happy that he's married, because they are pegging out here, Ray. You gotta be careful. If you're back in these streets, understand, there's some new stuff that maybe they weren't doing before, but they're doing it now. Why are you shaking your head, Rick Camp? You know it's true. Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Every day, these last 3 days, Ray has been like, what did I do? What did I do? I had this show in the morning. Those two guys are not crazy people. And now I work for this crazy man. He wants to talk about fruit at baseball games and do Milli Vanilli jokes.
Girl, you know it's true.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
We are in the bicycle making business around here. We need to celebrate, y'all. Nice job! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We got to get a lot done in a little amount of time. Joe Ostrowski's going to be on the show. Jason Leisure's going to be on the show. And shout out to my man Austin Huff from our sister station, US 99. He's got to explain the Eric Church thing to me. We'll get the show started properly next here on The Score.
Girl, you know it's true.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Thanks to everyone who jumped in on that conversation. The Twitch stream was a lot of fun. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. I'll get back to that in a second. Folks that were texting in saying, yes, Dan needs to take a break. Did we betray him? Yes, we did. But we did it for his own good. So I hope that he understands that this betrayal came with a side order of love. The show will be fine, and no one's going to take it from you. You're the longest tenured person here. And I think Dan is now the person who's worked here the longest in the history of the station. So it's going to be fine. Now get that tooth out of your head. Speaking of the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, I will step out for the camera. I am wearing my 1982 Montreal Star Party All-Star Game hoodie. It is my favorite hoodie. This is the second time that I've worn it, and I've had it for 7 months now. The goal is to not mess it up, like to spill anything on it, because it is pristine.
To be honest, Lawrence, when I saw you this morning, and you have to go to twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score to see this beautiful hoodie, the first thing was that I through my head was I'd mess that thing up. That thing would be dirty.
Look, I'm going to finish the show today. It's going to go right back in the closet. That's it. And I probably won't wear it again for months.
Do you put like the plastic, like the dry
cleaning? No, I don't go that far because the closet's fine. The goal is don't eat anything and don't spill anything on yourself. That's what I'm working on. We're also working on what to do about the Final Four. Joe Ostrowski is going to help you figure out what you should do betting-wise next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When Early Odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Wanna bet?
Jordan with the mic. Wanna gamble?
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
We've got the best sports betting analyst in the game joining us once a week here. He joins you on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He is the host of BetQL Daily. He is the host of Early Odds here on The Score. He is Joe Ostrowski. Joe, there's some stuff that's happening this weekend.
Look at the next week and a half, man. We're 1 week away from opening day. We're 1 week away from the Masters. Oh, don't forget that the Final Four starts this weekend, too.
Yes, that's where I wanted to start. Have you seen a Coach K effect when it comes to the line being set between Duke and Carolina?
Interesting you asked that today, because the line is coming down, as surprising as that might be to some. Earlier in the week, both games were set at 4.5. Obviously, the primetime event everybody's talking about, Duke, North Carolina, we'll start there. If you look right now at PointsBet, it's down to 3.5, down a full point, a total of 151. And if we're being real, the people that are betting earlier in the week, your Wednesdays, your Thursdays, before a Saturday game, probably not the public money. I think we'll see the public effect come in once we get to the weekend, later on Friday, and then especially into Saturday. This worked out perfectly for the world of college basketball and bookmakers because you got a little bit of everything. March Madness, the betting's always going to be off the charts, but it played out perfectly for them. They got four blue bloods in the end, which is going to bring a ton of money. This particular matchup, even though North Carolina was not looked at as a title contender all season long, they were quick to, it was a 12-6 start on the year, quick to get six losses. They recover and look at the run that they've gone on. I mean, if the committee actually thought that there was a chance North Carolina would go on a tear like this, they would have put them on the opposite side of the bracket.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When early odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Want to bet?
Jordan with the mic. Want
to
gamble?
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
We've got the best sports betting analyst in the game joining us once a week here. He joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He is the host of BetQL Daily. He is the host of Early Odds here on The Score. He is Joe Ostrowski. Joe, there's some stuff that's happening this weekend.
Look at the next week and a half, man. We're 1 week away from opening day. We're 1 week away from the Masters. Oh, don't forget that the Final Four starts this weekend, too.
Yes, that's where I wanted to start. Have you seen a Coach K effect when it comes to the line being set between Duke and Carolina?
Interesting you asked that today, because the line is coming down, as surprising as that might be to some. Earlier in the week, both games were set at 4.5. Obviously, the primetime event everybody's talking about, Duke, North Carolina, we'll start there. If you look right now at PointsBet, it's down to 3.5, down a full point, a total of 151. And if we're being real, the people that are betting earlier in the week, your Wednesdays, your Thursdays, before a Saturday game, probably not the public money. I think we'll see the public effect come in once we get to the weekend, later on Friday, and then especially into Saturday. This worked out perfectly for the world of college basketball and bookmakers, because you got a little bit of everything. March Madness, the betting's always going to be off the charts, but it played out perfectly for them. They got four blue bloods in the end, which is going to bring a ton of money. This particular matchup, even though North Carolina was not looked at as a title contender all season long, they were quick to, it was a 12-6 start on the year, quick to get six losses. They recover, and look at the run that they've gone on. I mean, if the committee actually thought that there was a chance that North Carolina would go on a tear like this, they would have put them on the opposite side of the bracket of Duke, because that's why they haven't met. Because they haven't met the title game, because they've been dreaming of actually having this. So it's, I've heard some bookmakers say that this is easily going to be the biggest bet game of the year, even if you include Monday. It doesn't matter which teams end up winning. Duke, North Carolina, Saturday night. Has there been a Coach K effect? Not yet, but I think that is going to happen. We're talking about the number one offense in the country. And then the other side, it's North Carolina. Don't count them out. Want to talk about a high variance squad? That's what they are. We talked about the rough start early on, and everybody counted them out the last time they played Duke at Cameron. Are they doing that sort of thing right now? But I was starting to get that feeling, because the chatter around the game was just about the title game and Coach K moving on. It's like, no. Coach K's last game might be a loss to North Carolina, which would be a tough pill to swallow for him.
And the people at Chapel Hill would absolutely love that. This segment with Joe Ostrowski is being brought to you by PointsBet. On the other side, the injury to Justin Moore. Mm-hmm. I know that Villanova, they want to play a kind of a grinded out game. They're really good defensively. How big of a deal is that injury when you start looking at the way that the game sets up with the line?
It's big. It's a big impact here, and what I think some people are going to do is try to figure out, okay, is there a way I can attack some player props on the Nova side? That's what you see every night in the NBA. When you find out the inactives, okay, who's the replacement? Are they going to get some volume? I would be careful with that, because Caleb Daniels is the guy that's going to be starting. He's already a closer. He already gets starters minutes, so I wouldn't go too far with that. You know, if you want to go Chris Archidiakono, I understand that. But we are talking about Nova's number two scorer. best perimeter defender as well. So there's an impact, and how far is it going to go? I expect this to close right where we said. It's around 4.5. I don't expect this number to get to 5. Talk about the Coach K effect. How about the Jay Wright effect? I mean, I think that's what we have going on the other side. You can't give Wright five points here. And he's covered the spread every single time he's matched up against Bill Self. So there was certainly an adjustment. I'm curious to see, once we get more public money, if there's going to be an over-adjustment. I don't know. If this thing goes to 5, I think people are going to jump all over Nova. The interesting storyline with Kansas, to me, has been Remy Martin.
He's been so good.
Oh, man. Yeah, and they only needed 9 points from him the other day against Miami, because the second half was a complete blowout. But yeah, I mean, there was an injury, and then there were things going on behind the scenes Bill Self's actually talked a little bit about, and they seem to move past that. And he's been on the record saying, listen, man, our offense would be in trouble if it wasn't for Remy Martin providing what he has coming off the bench. And that's actually a prop that I was taking a look at. It's set at 11.5 points. And Lawrence, the first 3 tournament games, he was averaging over 19 points per game. And I mentioned Miami, they didn't need as much. He only scored 9. But I think this could be a big spot. You're getting a nice number because he only scored 9 in the last matchup. So over 11.5 there for Remy Martin, I like. And I didn't mention it, but on the North Carolina side in the other game, the volume from Manek in these matchups with Duke from beyond the arc is staggering. He's attempted 10 threes in each game against Duke this year. He's 6-for-10 and 5-for-10, and the made threes prop is only 2.5. So I like over that, assuming the volume's going to be there. Now, you always hear about the shooting and the large stadiums, and maybe that'll suppress the scoring, and that could be the case. But as long as the volume's still there, I still think he's going to make 3 threes to bring that one home. And the big trend that people have been talking about in the Elite Eight, it would not stop cashing. Same thing in the Sweet 16. First half unders.
Yep.
Very slow starts. And, you know, it's one of those things where you get a larger sample size. Oh, this thing can't lose. And then everybody's betting it. And then it's going to go the other way because the books have made their adjustment. It wouldn't surprise me if that does continue with slower starts in these 2 games on Saturday.
I'm going to switch up what I was going to talk to you about, because a listener texted in what I think is a really interesting question considering where we're at in the calendar. What's your advice for betting golf?
Well, week to week, it changes. I think your approach has to be different depending on the tournament. And so since we're kind of alluding to the Masters just 1 week from right now, there are a lot of there's a debate in the golf betting world. How much does course history matter? And some believe it's much more about form. How are you playing at the time? And some believe, oh, you've got to follow the course history. And there are others that say, you know what? That's kind of random. It doesn't have anything to do with a course. They play so many courses, and it was a full calendar year since last time they played that course. It doesn't matter. Even people that don't care about course history understand that Augusta is different. You don't see guys win there until they understand the greens. And that takes years of experience for the most part. So as far as next week goes, you have to look at course history. That is number one on the list. Lawrence, if you go over the last decade, look at all the names that finished in the top 10. For the most part, it's the same names again and again and again. And that is that's for good reason. So as far as the Masters next week, which I'm sure we'll hit on, course history is number one, and form is always up there, but usually don't see many surprises at the Masters.
Joe, as always, I appreciate the time and the information. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lawrence.
That is Joe Ostrowski. Check him out on BetQL Daily and check him out on Early Odds. And since we were talking about college hoops, championship hoops talk on The Score is presented by Health Markets Insurance Agency. Your insurance marketplace can help you find the right dental plan, Dan Bernstein, that fits your insurance needs, and their advice is free. Visit shop.healthmarkets.com today. That's shop.healthmarkets.com. Jason Leisure was in Palm Beach with George McCaskey. He's written a couple of pieces about what he heard from the owner, the GM, and the head coach. We'll talk with him about all of that. Get your Bears stuff next here on The Score.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, We hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.